those blankets had just come apart and my feet had stick out. Well, what were the parts of a man's suit when you were a boy?
What was what now?
What were the different parts of a man's suit called when you were a boy?
Well, they called it pants and coat.
How about that thing that they wore under their coat that buttoned down the front? Had four pockets here?
Oh, yeah. They had double-breasted.
Yeah? And then this thing that they put on underneath their coat?
Well, that was a belt, I guess.
Was this the thing with the pockets in the front?
That's a kind of a jacket or a, I don't know.
A vest? Or?
Vest, yeah, vest.
What did they wear across the front here? A gold chain with an elk's tooth?
Or? I've seen them, but those vests is pretty worn. Wonder if they fit you tight, you know.
Uh-huh.
Don't let the wind in.
I had one of those, I guess, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I got it about 12 years ago. I got an old suit. Well, it was a new suit then, but it was an old style. And there was a vest with a thing.
I used to wear them when I was, you know, out in the weather a lot. Put them on, they'd fit tight to you.
Mm-hmm. If they're good, they keep your chest warm.
Yeah, you bet.
What did men wear in the early days to hold their pants up?
Suspenders.
Well, that was pretty common, wasn't it?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
Just wear them all the time? And in the winter, when you were out riding, did you ever wear those things that you buckle around your waist and come down and cover your legs?
No, I don't remember.
Maybe leather, some of them were made out of sheepskin?
Oh. Chair no sheep?
No. If you were riding a horse out in the cold weather.
Chaps.
Yeah.
Leggings or whatever you want to call them.
Now did leggings come all the way up here?
Yeah, yeah. There's leather. Some of them have to sheep wool on there. But they call them chaps, I thought. And they keep out the cold a lot when you're riding, when it's real cold. I never did have any.
That's what I heard. I heard they're...
Yeah, they're all right in brush, too.
Turn the brush?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
When you're running through the...
Yeah, some of this mesquite gets pretty thick around
yeah.
here, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What do you call a big... Oh, a big place where the mesquite is so thick you can't get through it?
Well, I just have to call it the mesquites is too thick.
Just mesquite, huh?
Yeah. We're poisoning a lot of mesquites now.
What do you kill that with?
Well, we take a little short hatchet and hack plumb around there and make kind of a ring.
Uh-huh.
And then take a squirt can, and I got some stuff called tree poison, costs $2 a gallon, and go right around that thing.
Huh.
And it looked like it's doing the job pretty good.
You hire a high school boy to do it, or?
Well, I've got a Mexican working for me. And
uh-huh.
He and that middle boy, my boys, is working.
Mm-hmm. I bet that's kind of fun to get started on it.
Yeah.
How about snakes?
Snakes?
Yeah, you have any snakes down here?
Well, we have a good many water moccasins.
Cottonmouth or just
no.
plain?
A few cotton out, but water moccasins mostly.
Mm-hmm.
I used to do a lot of seining. You could just feel them old snakes in that seine of whipping around there, you know, back at the back.
Mm.
They don't generally bite you without they're out of the water, mm-hmm. or you're trying to hurt them somewhere.